Welcome to the Kankle Fritz and Friends podcast.
And hey, it's Kankle Fritz, and here's my friends,
Sally
and Misty.
And here's highlights from today's show. Good morning.
Hey, Kankle Fritz. This is Diana from Michigan. And you were talking about, should we tell somebody something when a little mishap happens?
Yeah, you get a little something on your teeth there.
Yeah.
Or like I said earlier, did you mean to have your top two buttons unbuttoned and look like you're in the 70s?
Yeah.
I'm a retired school bus driver, and one day I unloaded my children, and I went into the office to talk to somebody, and as I went in the front door, a teacher was coming out of the restroom, and in the day of pantyhose, she had her skirt tucked in the back of her pantyhose. And so I hollered at her, please stop. And she turned around, and I thought to myself, if she'd went in that room, those kids would have had a ball.
Oh, funny.
That's true.
Yes.
I think that was kind of common. I remember my mom doing that, but
I did it. I know you're dragging it out of me. I walked through a grocery store for fully 45 minutes and a full cartload with my skirt tucked into the back. Yes. Until some kind lady finally came up and tapped me on the shoulder and said, excuse me, ma'am. I'll never forget it. But I don't think you intend to be walking through the store with your skirt tucked into your waistband.
I don't think you. You should have just came right back with, yes, I did. And just walked right off.
This is the latest fashion, honey, but thanks so much.
Right. The cross. I was just thinking about that.
Uh-huh.
And God winks. When God kind of shows you a little glimpse of himself.
Oh, yes.
You know, our son had just been born and way premature. Mm. He was due in July.
Oh.
And he was born May 1st.
Wow.
That's how far away it was supposed to be. And just really kind of a lot of anxiety, a lot of things going on. Coming home from the hospital, he was in there and was behind this tow truck. And I looked and this tow truck, it wasn't like a typical tow truck that I'd seen before. It literally looked like there was a cross on the back of it. Like it was the actual shape of a cross. I'm like, wow, thank you, God.
That just gives me a little chill bumps.
I know. Yeah. And you've probably experienced those before. Numbers 888-888-9976. Luther is with us. Tell us what happened with you.
My wife and I lost our grandson about 3 months ago.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, thank you. It was tough. But in my heart, I felt he went to heaven. But I prayed that God would give me some confirmation. And the next day, I'm driving around, and I look down at my speedometer, and there's 777.
Oh, yeah, biblical number.
777 has always been kind of an answer. And that night, I prayed, Lord, I don't know why. I just said, can you give me another confirmation? So the next morning, I'm listening to your radio station. The song came up, Scars in Heaven.
Oh, beautiful song.
And I mean, you talk about confirmation and just God is so good. He continues to answer prayer, and your radio station has just brought so much joy and hope to so many people.
Mm.
And I'd like to also donate $365.
Well, thank you. Why is it you feel led to give?
Well, I've been listening for years to your station, and it just seems like the last year, the songs that you play are just so meaningful. The words are so right on, and I just felt it was time to step up to the plate.
Yeah.
I'd like to donate.
Well, thank you so much for giving.
You bet. Have a great day.
Hope you're having a wonderful day. And if you ever want to talk, our number is 888-888-9976. And good morning.
Hello.
Who's this?
This is Rochelle.
Rochelle, what's on your mind?
Well, I'm just so joyful and thankful for the road that God had led me on. Just listening to your radio station just brings joy to me.
Oh, well, thank you.
Well, that's
you.
Wonderful.
And just the emotions, you know, thinking about God has brought me out from the dark to so much brightness. And I, where I am today, I work at a facility where I am helping the disability
Amen.
People. So I believe that he has sent me there for a reason. And even though I have to drive over 95 miles every day, I'm so happy to work with these people and help them, you know.
Yeah.
Achieve their goals in life. I'm so happy and thankful for you guys. It's so joyful to be where I'm at today.
Amen. Aww. That's good news.
Yes.
You know, it's got to be pretty awesome knowing that you have a job that where you're making a difference.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. I love it. Thank you so much for being here for all of us.
You're welcome.
Thankful.
Well, of course, we thank those that give so that we can be on the radio.
Yes, thank you.
Hey, I'm Josh Baldwin. Thank you so much for supporting Family Life Radio. As a listener-supported ministry, God is using you to be a part of a story of a life changed.
You can give safely and simply at myflr.org.
Hey, if you've got good news, we'd love to hear your story. Call us right now, 888-888-9976. Brian is with us. Tell us what happened.
When I was 15, I had to have brain surgery for something that I was born with. And then due to family pressure and stuff, I went back to playing football after that.
Due to family pressure, meaning this wasn't advised, but they wanted you to anyway?
Yes.
Oh, because of head injuries in football. Yeah. Wow.
I'm almost 41 now, so this was back in, 1995.
Pre-concussion protocol.
Correct. So I go back to playing football, and almost a year to the day, I take a shot to the top of the head, just literally lay there in a fetal position for a long time, not even able to make a crying sound. Everything hurts so bad, and training staff, coaches, family were telling me, it's just repercussions from the surgery, kind of stop being a baby, let's push through it.
Wow.
So went for an entire year after that, and the next year had a really severe concussion, went down, and they found that I had broken a bone in my neck.
Ooh.
And this was right around, I don't know if you remember, right around the same time that Christopher Reeves broke his neck.
Oh, I remember.
That was a big deal.
Horseback riding.
Ended up not being able to breathe, and he was on a... So I broke the same bone.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Ooh.
They just told me, they said, listen, we have no medical understanding or reasoning for you to be able to breathe on your own.
Wow.
For your neck to be stable the way it is. We don't understand why the broken bone did not collapse in towards your spinal column. It was just kind of miraculous.
No paralysis?
No.
Praise God.
God's still in the business of miracles.
That's right.
And you're one of them.
Yeah, thank you.
Hey, how about the New Year's resolutions? Are they okay for you? have you made some headway? Or did you achieve what you wanted to accomplish last year?
Or like me, you just avoid them entirely.
Just avoid making that. Is that you? Do you avoid it?
Then there's no failure.
Yeah, give us a call. 888-888-9976. Good morning.
Hi, it's Carol. How you doing?
Carol? We're doing great. Good morning.
I wanted to tell you, one of my resolutions was to make myself a little more happy. And, sometimes I just was so stressed out because I was always pleasing everybody, right?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So I'm really trying to work on it. It's not that easy. I have to tell people, listen, I just need a little space to just think,
Right. Yeah.
But anyway, I wanted to tell you, I miss you so much when you guys are not on the air.
Oh.
You know, the days that you're not on and they have other people, not putting them down, but I just love you guys. And I just, and when you're not on, it's just my day just isn't the same.
Oh,
well, thank you.
That's very kind of you. I appreciate that.
I just want you to know that you really make my days, okay?
Okay.
Well, thank you, Carol. You know what? You just made our day.
Yeah, we're grateful to be here.
Yeah.
It's always nice to make somebody smile and be happy, even if it's just one person a day, right?
Exactly.
Well, you just did it for three people. How do you like that?
Right.
You guys are like the Three Stooges, but you're much better looking.
If you ever want to talk, our number is 888-888-9976. Well, who's this?
This is Judy from Owosso, Michigan.
Judy, the number one thing that children put up their schnozzles? Crayons. What's number two?
French fries.
You're right.
How'd you know that?
That's what came to mind first.
Yeah.
Funny.
I don't think my kids ever did that, though.
No? Okay.
I don't think so.
Not sure if I did that before or
I'd
not.
I'd be grossed out, for sure.
I don't think I ever experienced that with my kids.
They just kind of fit right there,
I know.
That's funny.
So, fry story.
Especially the shoestring kind.
Oh, yes. Oh. For sure. I was thinking a pencil.
Yeah, that could work.
Hey, my name is Jean, and I have a joy report.
Awesome.
I've got joy down in hustle. I'm gonna let this feeling take control.
All right, Jean, tell us what's going on.
I was diagnosed with cancer last May, and I've been on an alternative therapy. And I've been doing blood tests every couple of months or so. I had one done this past Monday. I looked at the results today online before I go see the doctor.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And my cancer markers have gone way down.
Yay! That's awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you. They're not in the normal range yet, but they're going down. So I'm thoroughly excited.
That's great.
Oh, that's good. I can hear it in your voice.
Yeah.
I only praise God for this. I mean, it's Him. I may be on a different protocol, but it's Him that led me to it.
Right.
And it's Him that's seeing me through it.
Yes.
Well, God can use anything. God can use any procedure. He can use doctors. He can also do miracles on His own.
Yes, He can.
So now I gotta know. Tell us about this alternative procedure. That sounds interesting.
Yeah.
It's called NORI.
NORI.
N-O-R-I.
Okay.
Nutritional Oncology Research Institute.
Oh.
It's basically changing the way you eat, which is extremely difficult.
Ah, I'll bet.
And then certain nutraceuticals.
Well, good for you.
I'm all for it.
Yeah. Well, that's great.
The oncologist basically said, you'll be dead within 6 months.
Oh.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
No, she didn't say it quite like that.
Yeah. I'm so glad.
That's your translation.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's been, it's been 6 months. Hallelujah.
Praise God. You've made it past 6 months.
No pain, no symptoms. Praise the Lord.
Amen. We have Marilyn with us, and we're talking about little children putting things up their nose. Number one thing that goes up there is crayons. Number two is French fries. And what do you got for us?
As a pediatric RN, I have seen everything.
You name
it, it's been there. So we frequently fish money out of children's stomachs.
Oh no.
But I think the funniest thing, you know, those dolls that are smaller than Barbies.
Yeah.
You know, so they have those little tiny shoes.
Yes, I can picture it.
So the big brother dared the little brother to do it. I bet this doesn't fit up your nose.
Oh, no.
But one thing I did see, though, one time, which was very frightening, was the child got into the medication at home.
Oh, no.
And put the capsule up his nose. It doesn't matter if it's in your nose or you shake it by mouth.
Oh, that's true. It could dissolve right there and still be absorbed. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, Marilyn, you have seen it all.
That's right.
Oh, my gosh. Don't ever let somebody tell you that doesn't happen, because yes, it does.
Thanks so much for joining us for the podcast today. If you ever miss the show, this is the easiest way to hear what happened. And remember, you can find us on Instagram and Facebook too, FLR Mornings for both.
Thanks for listening to the Kinkle Fritz and Friends podcast. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.